Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. Today's topic that we'll be talking about is workplace satisfaction. So many Americans and many people around the world are unhappy with their unemployment, But there are a large set of people that are happy with their employment as well. So we're going to talk more about that. But first, I want to recap on our last podcast. Last time we talked about Afrofuturism, which in one word summed up is Wakanda. So Afrofuturism is about all of the technologies that people of African descent have made in a futuristic manner. So if you've seen the movie Black Panther, then you've seen a bit of Afrofuturism. But I want to focus on the crystal for the day from last podcast was the possibilities are endless. So when I talked about the possibilities being endless, I was focusing last week more on Afrofuturism and technology. But that crystal actually is a nice parlay to our topic today, because many people have limiting beliefs about the jobs that they are currently in and don't realize that the possibilities are endless where they are right now today. So we'll talk a little bit more about workplace satisfaction. I'm going to start with a few stats on workplace satisfaction in America. I got these stats from Zipia.com, if you want to check them. So after extensive research, their analysis team concluded that 65% of U.S. workers are happy with their job. So when I read that, I thought, that's good news. More than half of the country is happy with the jobs that they're currently in. Because honestly, I thought the number might be a bit lower. And I definitely fall in the category of someone who is happy with my current career. But at least 26% of American employees want to leave their current jobs. And this survey was published June 28, 2022. So it's definitely from this year. So there's still 26% of American employees who want to leave their jobs. So I'm assuming that they're unhappy with the work that they're in. Now, just a few more stats from there. It does say remote workers report higher levels of job satisfaction than in-office workers, at a difference of 57% versus 50%. So I can imagine being able to work in a more comfortable environment of your home can improve some job satisfaction. And the stats show that. The top reason that Americans are unsatisfied with their job is income. I mean, everybody wants to make more money. Only 28% of those making less than $24,000 annually say they're in good jobs. So income is definitely a factor in job satisfaction. So if we go to just a few more stats, 20% are passionate about their job. So I'd say that's a step above being happy in your job. They found their passion. And then the final stat is over 100 million U.S. workers are at least somewhat satisfied with their work. So once I read these stats, I thought the outlook was pretty good for people in the workplace. I mean, it's really hard to go to a job day to day and just be completely unhappy. So most people don't do that. I think most people, especially with the great resignation that just happened, are quitting their jobs that they're unhappy with and finding new ones because there are lots out there available. So next, now that we're done with the stats, I'll talk about our crystal for today. The crystal for today, I'm borrowing it from the title of this podcast, is Reimagine Success. And the reason I chose that one for today is because while in the workplace and really while in whatever you do, you always have the opportunity to reimagine and just start anew when it comes to success. Success is not just one typical criteria that's, you know, in a pretty box with a bow. There's so many forms of success, and I'm just imploring you and urging you to open your mind up and try to reimagine success for yourself. And a lot of what constitutes as being success for yourself is just what makes you happy. What do you find fulfilling and fun? What are you passionate about? These are some things that I've thought about in my life and in my career. And I found that when I do focus on what I enjoy the most, then I tend to become more happy and feel more successful. So many people are happy in their jobs, but there still are those that aren't happy. So how do the happy people get there and stay there? Here are four tips on how to get happy and stay happy in your current career. Because one misconception that people have is that they have to get a new job before they can be happy. But in all actuality, you can be unhappy at the job you're at currently, then move on to a new job and be unhappy in that new job as well. So a lot of it has to do with your attitude, your mindset, no matter what job you're in. So let me get to the tips. The first tip is make sure that you're doing something that you enjoy as part of your job. At least one thing. So for example, one thing could be working on a certain special project, and it may not be your core job role, but it may be like planning an office party or organizing a community service event for your coworkers and your team. Something that you're passionate about, or you may have like a cool idea that could really, you know, help improve or bring a value, big value to your company. And if that's something that you can bring to your manager or leader's attention and be able to start working on that, I'm sure that'll bring a lot of satisfaction. So it's just important to have at least one aspect of your job that you like, that you enjoy, that you're motivated to go do while you're at work. So one thing that I have been very passionate about is inspiring students to pursue STEM careers. So no matter where I worked, that's something I always did. I've worked at a number of companies, and I've gotten involved in volunteering or going out to schools and talking to students and sharing with them about my STEM career as a chemical engineer. And I've been fortunate enough to work for companies that have supported me doing that and actually have their own initiatives that I could be a part of to support the cause in getting students to pursue STEM careers. So that's an example of something that wasn't a part of my core job role, but I was very passionate about and able to do within my company and job. The second tip is develop a support system. It's very important to have a support system, a few people that you can trust and talk to and lean on while you're at work. Your support system can be small, but it needs to exist. If you are feeling like you are the only lone person out on an island, you will not be as happy at your job or within your career. But if you have some people to bounce ideas off of, vent to, even just go to lunch with, that'll make your work experience a lot better, a lot more enjoyable. So it's very important to try to develop that support system. Now, how do you do that? Sometimes it's really natural. You know, some people get to work and get to, into their job, and they have people that they just click with. So in that case, it can be very easy to meet a person or two that you really can become friends with, and that can be part of your support system at work. For some people, it may not be as easy. You may feel like more of an outsider trying to fit in and join into your team. And if that is the case, it's very important to be open to have conversations about work, but also get to know the person on a personal level that you think might be a good fit for you to have as a work support. And also be an active listener, a really good listener. So when they talk, listen. And then, of course, you share your stories as well. So definitely work on having a support system at work. It really will make you much happier while you're at work. The third one is reward yourself for accomplishments. We all do 100 things in a day at work. But some of those big things or some of those major milestones, go ahead and reward yourself. Now, some companies are very good about having recognition programs and offering recognition to their employees. But some companies aren't as good with the recognition of their employees. But it's really important for you to be an advocate for yourself. So you finish a project that took you, 6 months to finish. Treat yourself with a nice dinner, something you like to do, a day of playing golf, something that you enjoy. And it could be on a weekly basis. You know, you made it through the end of the week, you got good feedback from your manager or your boss. Hey, you can do something small, get yourself an ice cream cone, or just take a nice walk outside in the summer sun. So be sure to reward yourself for your accomplishments. And don't be shy about sharing your accomplishments and promoting yourself after you achieve these awesome things at work. The fourth tip is gratitude. Now, it'd be really good to create a gratitude journal where you can write at the end of the day 5 things that you're thankful for. And so gratitude always helps bring into focus and perspective what you actually have in your life, all of the blessings that you have, all the things that are going right. And you'll realize that there are much more things going right for you than going wrong. The gratitude journal will help you put into perspective the small things, the fact that you have a job, you know, that you may have an office or a cubicle, that you had good conversations from one of your coworkers that supported you during a tough time. I mean, there's so much to be thankful for, and the gratitude journal will only help uplift you and help you be happier at work. So those are the 4 tips. I'll repeat them one more time. Make sure you're doing something that you enjoy. That's number 1. Number 2, develop a support system. Number 3, reward yourself for your accomplishments. And number 4, create a gratitude journal. And if for some reason you don't want to write down every day what you're thankful for, at least think about what you're thankful for on a daily basis. So those are a few tips that will help you get happy or stay happy at your job. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to me again today. My name's Melanie Crystal, and you're listening to Reimagine Success Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.